a decade ago, there was this chef deciding he was going to leave the confines of the big city of Atlanta and go in search of something new and exciting down here in Savannah. He wound up taking an old space, renovating it beautifully, and now all these years later, he has one of the most popular spots in town. The place is called The Wild. The guy in charge, Tony Stevens, who's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us this morning. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You know, we were just talking before I hit record that it's been a blur. 10 years for you guys already.
Yeah, honestly, my business partner, Brad, and I had having a discussion. I was like, didn't we pass 10 like 5 years ago? I was really sort of out of my timeline there. But yeah, it's been 10 years.
Tell us, without going too far down the rabbit hole once upon a time, what was the original motivation to, you work with some big chefs in Atlanta.
What was the motivation
to come here of all places?
Well, I felt at the time, Atlanta was home for me, and you kind of always want to go out and try new things, obviously. But Atlanta, kind of had everything. And I honestly, sorry about that. I honestly couldn't think of something to do in Atlanta that felt like it needed to be there. What could I bring to the table at that point? Everybody had already sort of done everything there. And, so I wanted greener pastures and, wanted a smaller, community with, more neighborhood restaurants and room to grow. And I think that's what we found in Savannah. Now this is home for me. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. I love it here. And, just happy to be here after 10 years.
Were you looking for something on the water, that part of motivation?
Not originally. However, I am a water guy. I live on the water. I fish all the time. It's a big part of what The Wild is. And I couldn't imagine not being on the water now. So, yeah, this is...
I get it.
An unfortunate event that has now, tied me to the water. So
for those who are not familiar, the space where The Wild Dock Bar is now used to be very, very popular here in Savannah. It's called Yacht Club. Yep. It was kind of at my words, not yours, it was a little bit of a redneck yacht club kind of dive place.
I don't know if we're that far off of it now, but we just tried to elevate what they had, and they had some really great bones, and we kind of put our touches on it, and obviously we redid the menu and everything like that, and sort of brought more local sensibilities, and we've always been a restaurant that's tried to go out and find the best of what's around close by. I think we've managed to do a pretty good job of that whilst getting pretty busy and doing high volume. So that was a big part of what we were trying to do, and I think they had started it, and they got a good way through it, and I think we kind of finished it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
The first few years, it fine till you got some traction, popularity, and all that. And not to say, those first few.
Well, we had this. We started off with a slightly different concept. It was a little more fine dining, and as we got more popular and busier, that concept was harder to keep up. So what we tried to do is, take all the best things from what we did there and do it faster. And I think that's sort of where we are now. There's a few things that we aren't really able to do in peak season, but we try to do that in the off season. So we get a little more, we did the King Cat thing this past winter, and that was really fun. And so every year we try to do something fun in the off season where we get to kind of flex those muscles that we used to use a little bit more, I guess. Yeah.
For those who are not a people group, which in Savannah, it has access to the water and eventually the ocean.
Yep.
Do you get boaters who roll through kind of same time every year?
We get so many boaters. I think we're one of two places left in Savannah that will actually take boats. And sorry if you guys can hear that in the background; those are my chickens. We're one of two places that can actually get boats, and we can. How many can we do? 20 footers. We can probably get 20 boats, 30 boats if we're really packing them in. We got a lot of boaters.
I mean, the boaters who don't live in Savannah, we're just passing through.
We do get a few of those. Yeah. And actually in the wintertime, we have sailboats that are doing the Great Loop. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Basically, you just go all the way up and all the way around, come down the Mississippi and basically do a giant loop. But they come by and they'll stop by for, 3 or 4 days. They'll reprovision. And we saw one couple twice. So I guess we saw them on the way up and maybe they turned around. But we do see a little bit of that. Yeah.
The Great Loop being around the peninsula of Florida?
Yep.
Oh.
all the way up the East Coast, and somehow you get, you know, you go up into Canada and come back around. I don't know. It's a hell of a trip. Yeah,
sounds like it. A little too maritime for me.
I think for me as well, maybe. Yeah.
I do want to mention, you know, people don't realize, the ones that don't know, you know, yeah, you've got a seafood heavy-ish menu.
Yep.
Like you said, you try to do it fast. Some of the best fried shrimp in Savannah. But I've always been, as you know, fascinated with the quality of your burger. You don't have to take it as seriously as you do, but you do. Why is that?
Well, again, I think it's back to original philosophy, which is just, you know, find the best thing you can, you know, the best products you can, and do as little to them as possible. And that's kind of it. You know, we don't make a fancy burger. It's a kind of a normal smash burger, but our beef is, I mean, I think it's unbeatable in Savannah. I think we're the only ones that carry the Savage Creek Farm, and it's an F1 cross between a Wagyu cow and a Black Angus. So we get the best of the added fat and the tenderness from the Wagyu, and we get that super beefy flavor from the Angus. So I think we got the best burger meat in town. Yeah.
I'm laughing because I can always count on you to get a little bit kiki when it comes
a little bit. And these cows are, I think they're the only ones that I've seen that are born, bred, and butchered all in Georgia. That's a pretty tough thing to find anymore. So big shout out to Savage Creek Farms. They do an amazing job.
What would you say has been the biggest part of the evolution of what the Wild Dock Bar has become over 10 years?
You know, COVID, I hate to say that because it sounds silly, but, you know, COVID really kind of changed how we operated. We were always an outdoor space, so it made sense that, you know, we could adapt to that pretty easily during COVID. But, you know, we changed how we did our ordering system, you know, and we kind of went to like the fish shack model, I guess, for lack of a better term. And that sped things up a little bit and allowed us to serve more people ultimately. So that was kind of a big evolution in just how we did business. And that really did make us have to move faster.
Yeah. And I know you still, because I get the complaints from people like, what do you want me to do? You now order at the
restaurant. Yeah.
Everybody wanted the server service, but.
And I understand that. And it would be really cool if we could figure out a way to do that. But honestly, the business runs better. We get food out faster. We could, you know, we can serve more people.
Yeah.
So it's hard to argue going back.
No, I get it. I get it. You would need more staff if you went back and
we'd ultimately, we'd be able to serve less people, you know, this way. We're able to, you know, to maximize what we can do. And, you know, we used to have lines that would go out into the street, and we still do from time to time. But those people were unhappy with me. You know, they really wanted to come in and eat. And if you sit in a line for 2 hours just to be told, sorry, we're closed, you know, that sucks. So, you know, that's kind of, I think, why we stayed with this change. You know, ultimately we can serve more food.
You do more every year. I see it. It's our enclosed private event. How many days a year would you say you're shut?
So we're trying to do that less and less. We're trying to keep it to the off season as much as possible. Usually right around now-ish, they start tapering off so that we can get into our real season and concentrate on our guests. But, you know, I think I've got one or two left for the season, and that's kind of it. So we're trying to make that work for both sides.
And the last special event we will discuss is your 10th birthday. You have an anniversary party coming up on the 19th.
Yeah.
What can we do?
We do. Yep. We're going to do a public oyster roast. We got bands playing. We're going to just try and have a big party, and we're going to do some special menu items from the original menu. So the quail and rabbit sausage will be coming back for those of you that were big cult fans of that. Maybe a few other little things yet to be decided, but we're going to try and make it a fun celebration of, you know, being an old restaurant, which is kind of fun to say. So, yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, Tony, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
That is Heritage Saturday, which is where I've committed to be. I haven't been out over to Heritage in like 6-7 years pre-COVID.
Really?
Yeah, and I've had friends chasing me down. You got to come. So I'll be over there.
Okay.
So I'll miss your party, but I know you have a good, know you've become a fixture in the community. So. On behalf of everybody, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you for the kind words.
We'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
See you soon.